Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Romans chapter 14, verses 10 through 12. But you, why do you judge your brother? Or you again, why do you regard your brother with contempt? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God. So then, each one of us will give an account of himself to God.
Being involved in an accountability relationship is one of life's greatest gifts. Consider some of the excellent examples from Scripture. Jesus is accountable to the Heavenly Father. The church is subject to Christ. And Paul felt beholden to the church at Antioch. And when we have someone with whom we can share our failures, weaknesses, successes, and longings, we benefit in several important ways. For one thing, accountability helps us develop a sense of responsibility. It also promotes integrity and protects us from making poor decisions. What's more, learning to examine ourselves keeps us honest and humble. Because an accountability partner can see our weaknesses, he or she is in a good position to offer counsel, encouragement, or a loving rebuke. To choose the right person, those of us who are Christians must look for a Holy Spirit-guided believer who will offer godly wisdom. Also, we want to be accountable to a person who accepts us as a brother or sister in the Lord and loves us just as we are, but who also possesses the courage to confront us. So, if you don't already have that kind of a relationship, where will you find such a person? Possibly in the pew at church or among your friend group. Begin to pray today for an accountability partner and ask God to help you become one yourself.